We've been here for a long time. Can you,
Hi.
Hi. Can you talk about being here? And I know your fans have just been waiting so anxiously for new music from you, and we've been hearing a lot about the work in progress. Can you talk about, are you going to share any of it with them? And
yes, I am. A couple of songs, a couple of new songs from the album, and a few of the ones that they made hits for me as well. So
can you tell us
very
about
excited.
The song? Can you tell us about the songs I'm sharing?
Well, they are full of energy, and there's a lot of great things musically going on. They're just great songs.
What are they called?
Overrated is one, and Illusions another.
I know you tweeted about how much fun it was to play the live songs for the bands in Australia, so when are you going to be hitting the road and playing them here?
That's the question that everybody's asking me, actually. I hope this year. I mean, a few shows, yeah. Haven't toured in a really long time, so a few shows in Australia, then tonight, pretty excited to be up on stage playing some music. Had sound check this afternoon, and the guys and I were just having a lot of fun. We really didn't want to leave. They had to kick us off stage. But, so, excited.
Hunter, what do you remember about CBA Music Festival's past? You've been here a few times now, so tell us, is there any memory that stands out from over the years?
Well, this is my second time here at LP Field. I think the most vivid memory that I have of the festival fanfare this week in particular, I don't even remember how many years ago this was, but I sold t-shirts for Reba in her booth. I worked for that fan club. I boxed merchandise up and stuff, and I just remember that more vividly than I even remember the beginnings of my career. It was kind of embedded in my brain. But yeah, it's amazing that country music fans are so dedicated. I mean, there's just not another music genre in the world that has the kind of support that country music has, and with their fans. I mean, it's just incredible how far they come and how long in advance, far in advance, they plan for this week. It's extraordinary. So it's I'm so excited to be here on the stage tonight playing for them. And I put the show together specifically for them in mind. It's a very energetic, high octane show. So, yeah.
Right. Faith, you've been asked a lot, especially in Madrid. When you played with Tim, and Tim's been asked a lot too about a possible duets album with you guys together. I'm just wondering if, you know, first of all, if that might be a reality, because the answers always seem to be very vague. And second, do you feel like, I don't know, you lose some identity as, you know, as your own artist when people are asking those kind of questions?
No, I'm sure at some point that will happen. We are married, we live together. It's kind of inevitable that will happen. But the truth is that not to be, elusive about the question, but the truth is we just simply, it's not something that's on the schedule right now. I've spent a great deal of time on this last record, an extraordinarily amount of time. And for good reason, because I was really digging and searching and trying to redefine my own identity. It has nothing to do with the music that Tim and I do together. It's just as an artist that has grown and searching for a place that I can live for me creatively, it took me a really long time, and a lot of people put in many, many hours, lots of heart and soul and sweat and tears, but I'm excited, very excited, and I look forward to the opportunity someday to do a record with my husband because, you know, he's my husband. And we've already had some really great songs together, and yeah, it'd be good when it happens, for sure.
Hunter? Well, speaking of Tim, I'm wondering about with Father's Day coming up. Is there any Father's Day that stands out that the girls and you have really teamed up and really done Father's Day right?
Done Father's Day right?
Yeah, you know, really hit it out of the park.
Oh my gosh, I don't know that that would be a question for me, that might be for Tim, but I think honestly, just the time together without so much, when it's less like, I don't know, when it's just relaxing and laid back, that's probably the most memorable, honestly. When too much effort is put into something, that's what we do for a living all the time. There's always, you know, this, I don't look like this in my house, okay? So there's always somebody around. So when we have those moments together where it's just us, I think I'm sure Tim would say those are his favorite.
Back for our last one.
I'm just curious, I mean, you kind of piqued my curiosity talking about the fact that you are redefining your identity and really what this new record is going to hold in terms of what is that identity, what can fans expect from what you've been working on for this project?
Well, I didn't really necessarily mean redefining my identity. I meant that as a personal, like, exploration. That's something that I'm going to reinvent myself for my fans. I came from the church, and I am a soul singer. And I have tried for so many years to figure out how, but to mesh the two worlds together, my love of country music, that's been my backbone, that's been how I was raised with country music. But I'm a soul singer, so to bring those two worlds together in a way that is authentic and that is true, to me that's the most important thing, that I want to have a good time and I want my music to be truthful and I want it to be from me and honest, and I feel like I've accomplished that. So I'm not really, didn't mean to redefine myself, yeah. You had a question, you keep raising your hand, but you never get chosen, so go ahead.
Actually, it was pretty much the same question.
Okay.
Rebecca, I was wondering how eclectic this album is going to be as far as your influences.
As far as my influences? Well, you'll have to wait and see. I wish you could play for me right now, but I couldn't do that. You have other things to do, and so do I.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.